Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Torchy the dragon lived in a cave in the middle of town, on a cul-de-sac, surrounded by blue and white houses. He was the only dragon in his neighborhood. As far as he knew, the only dragon in the whole town. Despite breathing fire and being covered in black spiky scales, he was loved by the people in his neighborhood, and often helped them with fire-related things. "Hey there, Torchy!" his next-door neighbor waved to him as he was lighting the street lamps that night. "I heard it's supposed to snow. Can you light our fireplace, too?"
"Oh, sure, Anders. I'll be right over."
Torchy finished lighting the lamps in the neighborhood and flew over to Anders' house. As Torchy was too large to fit in the front door, the man opened the living room window for him. Torchy stuck his head inside, his long neck stretching as far as it could go until his head was in front of the fireplace. The dragon launched his fiery breath at the logs, and they caught immediately. A crackling, toasty fire started filling the fireplace.
"Thanks, Torchy. I'll see you tomorrow." "Bye, Anders. I can't wait to play in the snow."
Torchy pulled his head back through the window, headed next door to his cave where he curled up on his cozy rock bed and went to sleep. That night, while the town was sleeping, snow fell and gently blanketed the ground, streets, and rooftops. The next morning, Torchy yawned and stretched before making his way outside to clear off the streets and driveways. Snow was still falling as the neighborhood kids made their way outside, all bundled up in their snowsuits, ready for a day of building snowmen and igloos. Torchy used his fiery breath to melt the snow right off the streets and driveways. "Wow, I kind of wish I had a neighbor dragon. Then we wouldn't have to shovel. I kind of like shoveling. But what do you think? Would you want to have a fire-breathing dragon live next door to you?"
"Thanks, Torchy,"
his neighbors called. Torchy waved his sharp claws back to them in greeting. When Torchy had finished melting the snow, he was tired.
"I think I'll go take a nice afternoon nap. That'll be nice."
It was still snowing a little, so he needed to rest before melting the snow again later. As soon as Torchy's head touched his cool rock pillow, he fell asleep. He dreamed of dragon things and woke up feeling refreshed. He noticed his cave was darker than usual. Huh. And so quiet, he didn't hear any noises from the street.
"Huh. That's odd," thought Torchy.
He turned towards the mouth of his cave and saw a wall of snow blocking him inside. Oh, but don't worry. If you got snowed in, that would be reason for concern. But for a fire-breathing dragon, pretty sure he can melt it away, right? Torchy torched the wall of snow until it melted away. But when he made it outside, he saw the light snow had turned into a blizzard. the wind howled, and the snow poured down. He could barely see the rooftops of his neighbors through all of this snow.
Oh no! The kids! They were out playing in this!
The snow was too high for Torchy to continue walking through, so he decided to tunnel through it. Wow, that is some deep snow if a dragon has to tunnel through it. He ducked down and melted a tunnel to his next door neighbors. Oh, Torchy, thank goodness you're here. Lewis was playing in the snow with his friends when it turned into a blizzard. Can you help us find him and the other kids? A family asked.
Oh, don't worry, I will find them,
Torchy answered confidently. He turned right around without a moment to lose. Underneath the snow, he continued to create tunnels with his fiery breath, searching for any signs of the kids. He recognized the driveway and then the street. He kept melting the snow until he tunneled his way to the circular path of grass, in the middle of their cul-de-sac.
The kids love to play here,
Torchy thought. He turned down his fiery breath and dug with his sharp claws until he found an igloo. There under the snow was the big igloo the neighborhood kids had built. Oh yeah! Torchy stuck his sharp claws into one of the snow bricks and pulled it up.
Torchy! Yay! We knew you'd find us!
The kids were so excited to see Torchy. They climbed out of the hole in their igloo and into the tunnels.
Whoa, this is so cool, said one of the kids.
Okay, now that I've found you all, it's time to get everyone back home.
Torchy turned his fire back up and shot flames one by one in each direction around the patch of grass. Then he brought each kid down a different tunnel directly to their front door.
Thanks, Torchy,
they all called out. Lewis was the last kid left. Torchy brought him back down the first tunnel to his house. When they arrived, the boy's family flung the door open with big smiles and thank yous, dressed head to toe in their own snow gear.
Why are you in snowsuits?
Torchy asked.
Are you going somewhere?
They beamed at the dragon and revealed something steaming,
chocolatey and delicious behind them.
It took all of them to carry the tub of hot chocolate out to Torchy. Then they each grabbed their own mugs and joined him in the tunnels.
Aw, thanks everyone.
Torchy wiped a happy tear from his eye, grateful for such kind friends. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts! I want to say hey to Cody from China, Lee and Goldie from South Carolina, Ray and Sierra from New Jersey, Fred and Betty from Denmark, and Jaden and Briella from Orlando, Florida. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!